Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. I want to let you know about an important date that's fast approaching. The annual Tell Us Something fundraiser will be May 4th and 5th. It is a 24-hour online giving event. For 24 hours, you will be able to directly support the important work of helping storytellers get their stories heard at the live events, via this podcast, and soon at the new Tell Us Something YouTube channel. Mark your calendars for Missoula Gives on May 4th and 5th. Thank you. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on March 21st, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 8 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Don't Look Back. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Sam Martinich and is titled, The Duck Farm.
Nestled in the mountains in Northern California, just directly south of Mount Shasta, there's this hidden valley, this real fertile land that you have to follow a long, windy road to get to. There's a lot of geothermic activity with hot springs peppering the river along the way. It was one of the last settled areas in America because of its remoteness. Now, the first property that you pass going into this place called Big Bend is a little place called the Duck Farm. It got its name because there is a couple who won the lottery in California. Their kids had all grown, and they wanted to try and live the country lifestyle. Well, being completely inexperienced, they came out here, bought some ducks, and tried to raise them, and the ducks started getting sick. To try and nurse them back to health, they brought them inside and tried to bring them back in the farmhouse. But the ducks, being living things, did what all living things do and shat all over the place, leaving their excrement everywhere, just layers and layers of it. To the point where they forced the family out of the farmhouse and into one of the outlying buildings on the property. And soon enough, these ducks started to die. And this couple, not knowing what to do, decided to stick these duck carcasses into one of the chest freezers on the porch there and then leave. This farmhouse, it stayed like that for a few years until there's a group of rainbow-gathering hippies who decided that they wanted to try and purchase this property to make a permaculture design farm and learning center and community gardens, with the premier project being there, a 2-acre hugelkultur maze. Now, hugelkultur is where you take piles of wood and cover them over with dirt. Over time, the wood breaks down, enriching the soil. These are about 10 feet tall, and we're using a full-size excavator to create, and they're just pouring resources into it. The community really didn't get behind it with that. And then, of course, being hippies, they brought their friends to come work on the farm. And so the place kind of gathered the reputation of a party scene squat house. Now, around this time, I'd been out hitchhiking, and I'd made friends with a gal who had gotten herself pregnant in Portland from one of the local street kids. But we were... that wasn't a funny part. We were looking for a place for her to give birth and reconnect with her family who were dealing with their business in Texas. And we heard about this place where one of the families that was there had a baby in the back bathroom. So we made our way out there. And when we first pulled in, the first person to come out to greet us was a woman in a frilly pink tutu wearing a sombrero who came out and shouted, "Welcome to Big Bend, Yoni of the Earth." Yeah. And this family was going to be leaving soon. At this time, the people who kind of started the project were focused on their own personal properties. So we were kind of passed on that mantle of manager of this farm when we had no experience doing that. You know, the husband there, he said to me right before they left, "Have fun hurting the anarchists." Too true. So we had our own responsibilities in it. This woman who was I was traveling with that was looking to give birth to a baby, she was writing grants or grant proposals and trying to work with the nonprofit status of this zany project. Well, meanwhile, I was being trained on the excavator after smoking a joint with the fella who trained me. That excavator nearly killed me, by the way. I just picked up a load of wood and, you know, went to load it on the dump truck. Didn't notice one of the treetops sticking out, and it whipped across the cab and across my throat and leaving a bruise. I just dropped the load I had and was, nope, done. But we continue doing this work for a couple of months. This baby is born in the back bathroom, the second one at the duck farm. My goddaughter, Lyra Lee. And after this near-death experience, it was really, it drove the point home for me of the fragility and tenacity of life and the importance that it keeps changing, keeps going forward. But yeah, we continue on. And because of all these different people that keep coming in, these Shanti crystal hippies and these crusty train kids and a garden guru con man and an actual permaculture expert that probably could have driven the farm quite a bit. Yeah, actually, some of these kids like wanted to dig a hobbit hole and ended up going out digging a 6-foot wide hole about a foot deep and then left our shovels out there. I had to go on a scavenger hunt to go find them. We started like really trying to narrow in who we brought into this project because otherwise it was going to go nowhere. We brought in a family that had their own farm animals who, you know, really actually did up the productivity there. But and also the wife was of this couple was pregnant and wanted to give birth in the back bathroom too. They did successfully, making it the third baby born in the duck farm. They kind of shifted around this power structure that had been created where we were all vying for our own sense of security, our own place. Yeah, they turned it on its head, brought their friends in, and soon enough, we were asked to leave, kind of using the same tactics that we had used to encourage the other rabble to go. Thankfully, we had created enough of a friendship through in the community there to move down the road to a trailer and have a safe place to land. And at that time, this woman who I'd been traveling through, who'd given birth, I've forgotten to mention her name earlier. It was Spider. Her family was able to rejoin with her and kind of reunite. And it was really powerful in that I got to witness a family that had been broken by different issues and seen them reunited, you know, with a new baby and with her son and her husband back. And at that point, it was kind of up to me if I wanted to leave or not. So I did. I came back to Missoula, my home, and tried to build myself back up. I kept in contact with everyone down there, you know, with a deep love for them. You know, this cycle of the duck farm, it continued. The couple that had encouraged us to leave, they themselves were asked to leave too. And two more babies were born in the back bathroom, making it for a total of five. But this winter, under the weight of all of the different ideas and projects and desires of the different people that were there, they didn't quite keep up on the upkeep, the maintenance of the place. And with the heavy snowfall we had this winter, the roof collapsed. and everyone was okay. No one was hurt, but they were all forced to leave. And it's really encouraging, the death of the duck farm there, because it really opened up for the community to come back into its original goal of a community gardens. And it really led the way for that continuation. And the Hoogles are productive. But it drove home for me that everything is going to change. Everything will eventually move on. Learn what you can in every moment. Don't look back. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed telling it.
Thanks, Sam. Sam Martinich was born and raised in Missoula. He left to hitchhike for a few years before returning recently. Currently, he fills his time installing dishwashers and slinging burritos. In his time off, he enjoys drinking tasty beer and getting beaten up by nerds. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com, CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, The Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates 4 radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana, that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Angela Miller, Travis Doria, Sam Martinich, George DiGiorgio, me, Mark Moss, Brad Cederberg, Bob Zimmerino, and Colin Hickey. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget about the annual Tell Us Something fundraiser on May 4th and 5th. Tell Us Something will be participating in Missoula Gives, a 24-hour online giving event. For 24 hours, you will be able to directly support the important work of helping storytellers get their stories heard at the live events, via this podcast, and soon at the new Tell Us Something YouTube channel. Mark your calendars for Missoula Gives on May 4th and 5th, the annual Tell Us Something online fundraising event.